Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It has what it, like, how many scenes with Christmas related stuff? It's only the beginning, the intro of like the hotel, right?
Like the background?
Yeah.
There's one big important part why maybe it is considered a Christmas movie is when he kills one of the terrorists.
Yeah.
It says, "I have a machine gun now, ho ho ho." He writes it on the dude's sweater. So,
but isn't there, I feel like he enters the area and like the background is like Christmas themed, but maybe I'm tripping.
There's like Christmas music in it too.
Okay.
I would say yes.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Like it's very little, but like the fact that there is some, it puts the setting in Christmas time or in December at least.
And I think it's one of the better Christmas movies. So I've been seeing a shit ton. I've been watching a lot of Christmas movies. It's one of the better ones.
What's the most recent good one you saw? Like
Home Alone 1, but okay. It's a rewatch.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw Home Alone 2 recently too. But
not as good as the first one.
There's like four Home Alones.
Yeah. But I think one and two are like considered like the classic for me.
I didn't realize there was four of them. I was like, what? There's four of them.
Isn't four like complete different kid?
Three is different too.
Yeah.
They're both three and four different.
Yeah. Kids. So I consider one and two like the classics. And then everything else is.
The Wet Bandits. Wet.
Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
I now have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Daniel. So today we have some pretty interesting, it's just a quick, like, we're going to shoot some topics out there. Sony owning a majority of FromSoft, Elden Ring Nightreign is either going to be a solo game or a trio game, no duo, no two player, which is a really weird thing, but we'll talk about that. Sega possibly doing a subscription service, we'll talk about that. Secret Level got a renewal for season 2. I still haven't watched it. I know. I suck. And
it's
then
okay. It's nothing like.
No, but I still have to watch it. And then Marvel vs. Capcom has a specifically Marvel vs. Capcom Infinity has a fan mod, really really big fan mod. It's like almost its own DLC or like even its own game. But it's called Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite and Beyond.
To Infinity and Beyond.
And it's a fan mod. It's free, but you have to own the base game on Steam. And as of right now, Steam is having a winter sale. So it's $8 for the game. So I'm probably going to pick it up. But before that, we'll get into what we've done this week. I've been working out, reading manga, and playing World of Warcraft. Oh, no, actually, I picked up, Warhammer Space Marines 2 because I've been chatting with our friend Roberto, and he's kind of gotten hooked on it, and he was explaining the lore.
Was it because of Secret Level?
No, because I haven't watched it, but he...
Was it because of Secret Level he played
No,
it?
No.
Okay.
He just wanted to pick it up, and he was playing it, and then he was like, things are happening, and I don't understand why or why it's a big thing. So he started looking into the lore, and he gave me some of the lore. It's actually pretty cool. I've played Warhammer things. Like, I played Vermintide. There's another Warhammer game, a multiplayer game that came out. Forgot the name of it already. But I've never gotten into the lore, and he was like, yeah, there's an emperor god. He, like... use his DNA to make 12 apostles or like 12 people. And then from there, they've created like the super soldiers, the ultramarines. And I didn't even know that this emperor is like, what is it? Like 40,000 years? Like literally when it says Warhammer 40K, that is the year 40,000. Like it's been, and he's been alive since like Roman times. Like he's supposed to be Alexander the Great, so he's supposed to have lived through this whole time because he has a genetic thing where it doesn't let him age,
which is crazy because why did they make the Secret Levels episode so shitty? It's beautiful looking, yeah. But damn, the story sucked, man. God damn.
But he was giving me the lore, and it's really sick, dude. So I picked it up. that day, I literally took them to the gym, and then I looked up where I can buy the game, bought it, picked it up after I left them home, and then I've been playing it. But the game is a single player, and then it has multiplayer things on it too. I haven't played too much of the multiplayer, but so far I'm not happy with how it's done menu wise. Cause like you enter the game, you go into multiplayer, immediately into a game, so that's cool. But when you leave, you're in that party and you're normally not the leader, so you can't even start a new game. You have to wait until the guy like goes to the menu and does it, or you have to leave the party, then enter again the multiplayer and then join another random party.
This could be a topic next time, but best user interface menus.
Yeah. This one's not doing a good job, but maybe I haven't like understood the menu and I'm messing it up myself, but like that's very, very annoying that I have to leave it and have to wait for the load, then load back in, and then I find the new game. Very annoying. But yeah, I've been playing that. World of Warcraft. I'm going to try to get a level 60 in Classic. I've never actually gotten level 60 in Classic.
What the?
I've literally started playing the game.
How close were you?
So the very first time I ever played the game, like fucking years ago, 48 was the highest I got. I remember the last thing I did was I was in Ashenvale, and there was so much running involved. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a break, and I just stopped playing it. And then the expansion came out, and then I started playing it again. And then that's when I reached the max level.
Is it difficult to do that solo, 48 to 60?
I would consider solo the easiest because it's quests. Finding a group to do a dungeon is the fastest, but that's where it gets hard because like you're not going to find a group that's willing to do the dungeon like over and over and over again. Like they literally want to do it one time to get the gear and then bounce and do their own thing. So like usually it's just solo. That's the way I've been doing it. Like with the low level dungeons, I do a few and then I just kind of go solo from there. But yeah, been playing that. What about you?
Finished secret level. Oh, ho, ho, ho. I now have a machine.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad because I didn't get you a gift, but...
Guess what it is without looking at it. It's a game.
I saw it's a game.
Switch.
Mario Kart.
Game of the Year nominee.
Oh, Balatro.
Yes.
Oh. You didn't even know. I just had to say Game of the Year, and I just already knew.
So now you can get hooked.
Damn.
Pure gameplay. This is good.
You know what's funny is our friend Roberto likes to play games. Like he plays a lot. Like he still to this day is playing a shit ton of games. And he can't get into Balatro. But he's like, he doesn't like card games in general. Hmm. So like he enjoyed a little bit of Slay the Spire, but he's like, I didn't like it either. And I didn't know that. I thought he'd love Slay the Spire. And then he would love Balatro, and he's like, I don't like that. And he's like, what about Slay the Spire? And he's like, oh, I only played like, I beat the game once and that was it.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. So I don't know why I was under the assumption that he loved that too, but I guess not.
So finished watching Secret Level. Disappointed with Mega Man.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. It could have been more. And what else was Spelunky? I was disappointed with Spelunky. And that's a game I actually want to play.
But that is not the same graphics as the actual game.
Yeah, so I think each episode is done by a different studio.
Right.
So Outer Worlds.
That one was good?
Pretty damn. I think that's my favorite episode. And I have no interest, which is funny. After watching all these like episodes, no interest in playing any of the games. But what else was there? Oh, the Concord.
Oh.
It was actually pretty good. I'm like, damn, that sucks that the game got fucking canceled. I was like, it reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy. It has that Guardians of the Galaxy vibe. It's like the humor. Yeah, and I was like, this is not that bad. It just sucks. It got canceled.
That's the one thing I fear about games as a service. Like when it gets done, like when they finish the game, like they're done with it, they have to cancel the whole thing. Like they couldn't just leave it offline. Like they had to just end it. So that's what I'm afraid of with games like that are going on for like a while and then be like, oh, I love this game. And you can't go back years later. Like even if you own the physical copy, you know?
I forgot to mention the first half, Unreal Tournament had an episode.
Oh, yeah.
It was okay, but I mean, what was cool is it brought back memories because there's like multi kill, double kill. I'm like, oh, the fucking announcer. Yeah. Dude. Like, this is so cool.
Pentakill.
Yeah. But my second favorite episode is Honor of Kings. I've never heard of that game. I think it's a Chinese game.
Yeah, it's on Steam. It's the little like chess kind of moving game.
Yeah, dude. That is probably the deepest episode because it talks about it reminds me of the story of your life.
Yeah.
So free will, this could be another topic. Free will versus predestination. Is there such thing as free will or is everything predetermined? They fucking did a fucking...
Wow. The ending
was like, but I mean, like, I was like, oh, damn.
I love that. And especially, like, they can do it, like, within, like, the 10 minutes or 8 minutes or however long this thing is. That's what I love about... there's an episode of Black Mirror called White Christmas.
Yeah.
Where they show, like, the... They take, a bit of your personality and put it in, like, a clone of you that's digital. And then the clone thinks it's a real person alive. And then... It's designed to like make your home smart because it knows what you want, so it'll like do everything. But it's technically now a living thing; like it knows what it's doing. It like time passes by the same way, so it's like taking forever throughout the day, and like things like that, like things that make you question things. Like, oh man, too good.
Yeah, that one's too like the good. Deep. That one's the deepest episode. I'm like, it's my second favorite. The Outer Worlds. Dang, the Outer Worlds one is good.
So that's your first favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one with Arnold is pretty good too, but that's probably like third. But it's funny because like, you know, I'm watching TikTok and people are ranking their episode always different than mine.
Yeah.
This is crazy, dude.
What's in general, what's like the highest?
People like the Warhammer one. It looks like.
I think story-wise, it's not like that great, but the animation, like the way it looks is really nice. So I think
some people
that's
like the Mega Man. I'm like... It was okay. It wasn't like crazy. Yeah, yeah. Like, but the PlayStation one at the very end, it was pretty good. It reminded me of Ready Player One.
It's not. It doesn't have the "What about me?"
There's like a lot of cameos in the PlayStation one. I'm like, oh, this one's not. People don't like that one. They're saying it's just a PlayStation commercial. That's right. All it is. I'm like, no, it's kind of. I mean, it's gimmicky.
Yeah.
Go here's this character from this game. Here's this character from this game. Here's this character from this game. Like. I thought it was kind of cool. I was like, oh, it's not bad. Season 2, hype. We'll talk about that later. But
yeah, we'll talk about that later.
We should talk about what should they do next.
Yes, I agree with you.
And then shit ton of Christmas films. Home Alone 1 and 2. I saw Kurosha's favorite, or one of his favorites, Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny is actually it was in WoW. I was chatting with people and they're like, what's your favorite Christmas movie? And I jokingly was like, Jingle All the Way. And the dude's like, that movie's effing trash. And I'm like, bro, like when you watch it, when it first came out, it was a good movie. It's meant to be comical. Like you're not going to get like a grade A perfect movie, dude. Like,
so I've never watched it.
Yeah.
It's my first time watching it.
I'm sure now it's a tough
watch. No, it's good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider it a great holiday movie, but there are like two jokes in there that are just like not of the times.
Oh, wow.
There's like, I'm not going to say what the joke was, but there's a racist joke about eating dogs to an Asian.
Oh,
no. I'm like, what? Like, like they couldn't. And then there's another like, well, I mean, so in one of the scenes, like he makes like a terrorist threat with a bomb.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that would. Yeah, that would not.
Now that's not going to.
That would not fly, dude. But then like. It's cool because, like, you know, Phil Hartman's there, rest in peace, and the wife is Tom Hanks's real wife.
Oh.
And Arnold kills it and Sinbad kills it. Yeah. This is sad. I don't know if you've seen Sinbad recently. Very sick.
It's
super sad. But, yeah, it was okay. It wasn't bad, but it's not great.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good. But there was just, like, two jokes. I was like, whoa. What else did I watch? I watched another Christmas thing.
Bad Santa.
I should watch that. I've never seen it.
You know?
No.
It's raunchy.
Super hyped for Nosferatu this week.
Yeah, dude. It
comes out tomorrow. What else? And we'll talk about...
Would theaters be open on Christmas?
Yeah, they are. Nosferatu... Still playing Balatro. I need to play Pokemon because there's a shiny Rayquaza and it goes away on the 4th of January. I haven't even hit the first fucking trainer, gym, I'm fucking behind. Dude, that new game, it's just like, it's taking forever to get to the first gym unless they're all like back to back to back.
Yeah, yeah. Afterwards. Once they start, it like, no.
I'm still in the school, dude. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I think that's the first gym, the school, but I'm like, what the, this fucking town is huge.
Yeah.
But dude, the new Pokemon, glitchy. It's like, it has frame rate issues, and I'm just like, damn, this kind of sucks. But other than that.
I mean, times are changing, dude. It went like 3D, so that's why it has the frame issue versus like just the Game Boy single like graphics or whatever. But what?
I'm reading this book called The Tipping Point. I finished Project Hail Mary.
Ooh.
And you know how I was like, it's okay. Yeah. It's whatever. And it's on like, there's, when you talk to people about it, people love it. And I'm just like, dude, why is this book so? But then people like Midnight Library. I don't like that book. I mean, I'm on the last chapter and I never finished it. But so Project Hail Mary, I read the last chapter. I fucking love it. That last chapter saved that fucking book.
Wow. And turned just, around, dude.
I'm like super hyped for the movie. March 2026.
Oh. No, I mean, that's actually right around the corner.
It's like a year.
Months. 26. That's right. That's 26.
26.
I'm really thinking it's going to be 26. It's crazy
because they finished filming it. And I was reading up on it. They finished filming it in October. So the special effects must be crazy.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't do like, because like, I know a lot of things will finish filming and then it still doesn't get made anymore. So hopefully it doesn't go in that route.
Yeah. And yeah, there's a twist in the middle of the book, but when I read the twist, I was like, it's not that crazy. But what one thing that's crazy is we've interviewed Andy Weir, the podcast dude, but
yep.
He's always backed by science, right? A lot of his things, like, they're kind of like, they're science backed. So he in the book, there's this drug that gives you amnesia. I'm like, I was like reading up on Google. There's a thing that does that. I'm like, what the fuck?
He does his research.
I was like, I was 2 years old. There's this drug that makes you forget something.
And he named it the same?
No, I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
Like it'll make you forget months later, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you'll remember it. You're like, oh shit, I was drugged, and I was like, what the fuck?
What's the movie where the guy can't remember?
Memento.
Yeah, Memento. He probably has the drug. Actually, you know what? So I didn't realize. I told you that I watched Wicked, and I didn't realize like there's a whole world of fan fiction stuff. Like, you know, obviously, what is it? 50 Shades of Grey was from Twilight, I think, or whatever. Yeah. But like, now that you told me this, I was like, dude, imagine like if someone wrote like a before and after of Memento, saying like how he got it, and it's like because someone gave him this drug, and so now he's forgetful, and then, you know, he's like, they continue on and he's able to like find out that it was that. I don't know, my mind's just like running right now.
Speaking about Christopher Nolan, his next film, I was totally wrong. It's not about JFK. It's the Odyssey. He's remaking the Odyssey.
Odyssey. That's the underwater.
That's the one with the Cyclops.
Oh, okay, okay.
Who did it? Nobody.
Yeah.
But who's going to... Is it Matt Damon or Tom Holland that's going to play... Is it Homer? No, Homer wrote it. Fuck, I forgot who stars in the Odyssey, but... Who do you think is going to be the main character? Matt Damon or Tom Holland? Probably Tom Holland,
right? I think Tom Holland, yeah. I think they would have the younger guy at this point.
Yeah. Stoked for that, and... That's about it. Fucking not stoked for work on Thursday, but.
I mean, it's a while away. Actually, this Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm stoked for next weekend because, you know, I had surgery on my eye, but these glasses. So I can see clearly without glasses. That's how.
Only in that eye?
Yeah. Okay. So now, like, when I wear the glasses, it's fucking blurry.
So take that one out.
Well, yeah, I could do that, but it would just look weird. People would notice.
I know, but...
I got to wait till I get the clearance, which is my appointment next Friday, and once I get that, I get new glasses. It was bad because it was bad in this end, but now it's like super clear, and now this one's bad.
So essentially, I thought you had surgery to fix something that was wrong with your eye other than the vision. Mm-hmm. but they also took care of the vision, or was that all inclusive?
I think that's just part of it.
Oh.
But the thing is, the first surgery, that complication was it was going to make my eye blurry. So, and it right. happened. And so, I did the second surgery.
Oh.
Hopefully no more surgeries.
Because I've wanted to, like, do eye surgery because, like, it not necessarily that I hate the glasses, but, like, when I want to do activities, like, specifically snowboarding or being out in the cold, glasses will fog up like crazy. And that gets really annoying. And then so I have to, like, figure out.
They got, like, solution for.
I know, but, like, I don't know. It's just a hassle to have to take care of all that when I could just not have glasses. But I'm so scared that my vision's so bad that it wouldn't fix it. But
nah,
if because I feel like yours is
it'll fix it.
Yours is sure. pretty bad.
Yeah.
So
it'll fix it.
That's exciting then. Maybe I'll look into it.
Can't wait. New glasses.
All right. So let's just jump into it. We'll do it in order. So Sony owning a majority of. FromSoft, and it's not the majority is only 10%, but they are the biggest single holder of shares. So therefore, their decision they get to make big decisions. I know that much. So what do you think? What does this mean?
Exclusive. The next FromSoft.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like that's the first thing.
They're not like Microsoft. Microsoft will be is willing to share, but
I feel like Microsoft's for the gamers, and the gamers don't appreciate it. Because they're like, we know it's not exclusive. You're giving it to everyone, but they I don't know why people. I guess exclusivity means like, oh, it's even better. Like it's more important. Like now you have to like buy into this. Like that's
I never understood. I mean, this is more towards like gamers.
Yeah,
fuck gamers. But I never understood.
We're included in that.
I never understood like brand like oh I'm Sony like fanboys. I was like. That's so stupid, man. Like, you, like, limit yourself. If I said, oh, I'm Sony only, I don't get to play any of the Nintendo games. Like,
what's funny, too, is, like, people ask me, is like, oh, have you ever owned an Xbox? I'm like, actually, no, I haven't. I mean, I guess I have, but, like, I haven't. Because when you're young, you can't afford to buy every single system. So I had to, like, pick and choose. I happened to choose Sony. Because like the games they had at the time of like the PlayStation and PlayStation 2, I enjoyed those, and then I just never kind of like bought into the Xbox because it was just too expensive. I can't own both systems and then buy every freaking game for it, and that's just kind of how it happened. So everyone's always like, "Oh, you're a fan of PlayStation." I'm like, "No, I just happen to always just buy PlayStation because it has the games I like, because I've already bought into it and like I'm playing the franchises." So, but yeah, people just
exclusives.
Assume. Yeah, so I mean,
other than that, I don't think it changes anything except exclusives.
Do you think they could remake things or maybe make sequels of things?
Oh, yeah, possibly. Bloodborne, finally.
Finally.
Remastered. Fuck.
Finally. The thing is, I think they someone was able to get Bloodborne on PC and it's 60 frames. So I kind of want to download it and probably play that just to feel it. It probably won't be that huge of a difference, but maybe it will. I'm not sure.
I think it will, because some parts are frame rate. Just
Just
goes to trash. Which is crazy. Speaking about frame rates is like, I saw a clip of Dark Souls.
Yeah.
And then the guy was at this place, Blighttown, the worst place. But he was like saying, God, this place sucks. And then people in the comments were saying, damn, imagine playing this on not the remastered. I was like, that was me. I did when I was doing my soul level one, it was fucking unplayable. It was just like doom, doom. You just get hit by a rock by somewhere. I'm like, what the
you get hit, you how was
that
it.
Dude, I don't know how that game got good reviews on the original. Dude,
well, not the whole game is like that.
That's
you
true
know?
It's not the whole, like, just Blighttown.
Yeah, it's just the part that's like so heavily intensive for the graphics. So many things going
just
on.
It's like
that
mashing
thing.
Roll, praying that you don't get hit.
Yeah, I know, right? Trying to time the roll because you can't even see things. All right, so the next one was Elden Ring. I think this is huge. I don't know if this is a. I don't feel like this is a good thing. Like you should have more options. But so the DLC, or not even DLC, it's its own game. But Nightreign is going to be either a solo game or a trio game. Like you, it's you and two other people, but there is no you and one other person. So I'm probably just gonna be playing it solo, anyways. But I don't understand why three.
I don't know.
I guess thinking about it now, it's not that big of a deal because honestly, I don't even have like another friend I'm gonna play with anyways. But the idea of not having it, I think, is like making me think like, oh, this is not gonna be good because gamers are gonna be like, we don't have a choice, we don't have an option. This sucks. Very strange. This one's another quick one. Sega is thinking about doing a subscription service. I don't think Sega has enough games. I think they're trying to ride off of a Sonic, but I don't know, man. What was it? Sonic Frontiers? That game was like too much open world. There wasn't like enough going on in a lot of the open worlds.
I don't know. I think Sonic fans are hardcore. So if they can make that thing exclusive to their platform, they'll get their money.
I don't even know if any Sega games are available on any other platform.
The only other Sega game that I know that's like really huge is the Yakuza series.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking huge, man.
Yeah. The Like a Dragon.
I think they could. I don't know if it'll. I don't know.
I don't think it'll succeed for a long time. I don't know. Secret Level. So this is another big one for us. They got season 2. So I need to watch it. I kind of failed at this one. I should have watched it so I can like say what suggest what other things they should do.
I mean,
but
just look at the list of games that they showed.
I already know a game I want. Monster Hunter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say World of Warcraft.
I mean, well, the thing is like there is a World of Warcraft movie, so I don't like necessarily need anything from World of Warcraft. If they choose a specific like story in the game and do it like really good, yes. But for me, Monster Hunter would be good. Animated like that, or like the 3D model, not the live action with
It would be cool if it was just a cooking episode with just the cats.
Oh yeah. Just like a quick Like how they get the food and then how they cook it. Yeah. Yes. That'd be sick.
That'd be kinda cool.
Yeah. That'd be sick. What else? What other Castlevania?
I wish this is more like a general idea. Like they're gonna have to say the final okay, but I wish game companies are like, do whatever you want. Freedom, like the Pac-Man episode, and then if we like it, then yeah, something like that. Their pitch.
Yeah, they would have to just storyboard that and be like, oh, this is what we're doing. What's maybe an indie game, Balatro?
That's great. Because there's no story in Balatro, so it'd be cool if we make a story.
Could it? Because I've never played the game, but like, could they do like in a casino, like someone's playing and it becomes like Balatro?
Yeah.
Like someone's playing at a table and all of a sudden it just turns into Balatro.
Mr. Life.
Imagine at the very end. Sorry, sir, you lose.
It's like my money? No, your life.
It's pretty dark.
What else? The problem is Xbox doesn't have a lot of properties because they did the Sony one.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo is I don't think is not cool with releasing their properties for the show. So Gears of War episode, maybe Xbox,
Halo. I mean, the thing, see, like certain things like Halo exists as like a show, like a TV show. So I don't know how much more cool it would be. Like I want to choose one where like they haven't even thought about anything for it, you know.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, there that would you go. Be
fucking cool, dude.
But then that's
like a lot of
properties. Yeah, licensing. That's gonna be very hard.
Tatsunoko vs. Capcom. No, just kidding.
See, but like, I don't understand how they got like obviously PlayStation approved like the their thing, but like it's so weird. Like they have like the like 8 different shows. I don't know. It's weird. How they handled the licensing for that.
I know they use shows that, I mean, games that are not well known.
Yeah.
Like, majority of those games are not well known. Oh, it'd be cool if they did indie games. That's a whole nother.
Animal Crossing.
Stardew. Nintendo's
I know, Nintendo.
Like, a Pokemon episode would be cool, but Nintendo wouldn't be down. Like,
yeah, I think Animal Crossing, if they can get the license for that, would be really cool. Because, like, it was a game that, like, during COVID, obviously, like, huge. Like, a lot of people fell in love with it.
This would be weird to do because it's with a whole bunch of other licenses, Fortnite. I don't know.
And, let's just forego all the licensing stuff and just, yeah, just our crazy idea. So, yeah, Fortnite would be... I mean, they can do it without specifically, like, the things they have.
No, Riot's not down because they already have their own shit. I was going to say Valorant, but... Damn, that sucks with Concord. That was actually a decent episode.
Yeah?
Damn. I was like, I hope this episode's good because it'd be like a big fuck you for canceling the game. I'm like, damn, the episode was not that bad.
I forgot the name of it, but like there is that robot game. Not the robot, mech game. Where like you fly around in the...
Zone of the Enders? Virtron?
No, it was recent. It was like a recent game that
Armored Core?
What was it? I don't even remember who the publisher was. But they like ended the game already.
Man, there's a whole bunch of video games that could be made. It's crazy. I mean, dude, these like weird Outer Worlds? That's so weird. It's like Spelunky.
So more recently, Animal Well would be one.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a fucking badass
episode. Yeah, yeah. What else? What's cool. Another? Let's find out two more indie games.
Shovel Knight.
Or maybe, what is it? That difficult game where like you kind of like...
Celeste?
Yeah, Celeste.
That would be a good one.
Celeste.
That'd be fucking cool.
Or Hollow Knight?
Yeah.
Maybe
the
with
T-Silk song at the end.
I know, that's... Got him. Dude, they haven't...
That shit... I mean, it takes forever to make a game. It took Cuphead a long time to make your DLC.
But what's crazy is like... I mean, I don't... From the first one, the way it works is like they probably were working on it for a very long time. And then obviously when they have enough, they're like, hey, we're going to come out with this game soon. And for us, it feels like, oh, it's only like a couple months. It's so quick. But they've been working on it. And now that like they announced the other one super early and we assume like, oh, it should just be another couple months. And it just feels like it's even longer now, though.
I mean, dude, what kind of like this development takes a long time? Like Squid Games Part 2 comes out this week. 3 years. I was like, it's been 3 fucking years?
I mean, it doesn't feel like that. It's crazy. Right? Like, it passed COVID. By so fast. COVID. It passed by
the
so fast.
The reaction videos will be back. Squid Games Part 2. I just hope it doesn't suck, man. I just don't want to waste my time if it sucks, man.
If you need to watch something, like, beforehand, watch the Mr. Beast games.
I've been seeing TikTok clips. Yeah. It looks interesting. It's cool.
Has it already been out?
I don't know if all of them are out. Some of it's out.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's another time. Would you... What's your price to sell out your team? Like, 100 people.
That girl who didn't even win the money anyways?
But, she, I mean, like, there was another one, a clip I saw where, like, it's rising. Mm-hmm. And either your team could kick you out or you can fuck your team over. It went up to 1 million, and it's like doo 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 doo, and it stopped. The TikTok stopped. I was like, "Oh, what the fuck happened?"
Well, they're gonna hit it.
So what's your price, dude? To sell 100 people? Like, let's say you're the leader, and
you know what's funny is I can't do it. I can't sell people out. I can't.
There's no price.
There's no price.
Wow. Okay.
Honestly, like, dude, like, it can go from like 1 million to all of a sudden like 100 million, and honestly, I don't think I have the balls to do it. Like, I wouldn't, like, sell them out. They could kick me out, and I'd be all like, hey, you guys did it. It's fine. But I could never do it. I could never do it. There's so many people.
My price is probably 1 million. Okay. Which is funny, because it reminds me of, there's a, the Chef Ramsay, show, one of the shows. The girl's like, oh, I'm cooking this. What do you need? I need butter. She asks, you don't have butter? She's like, no. Because I'm going to ask my other people I'm competing against. He's like, do you have butter? She obviously has a shit ton of butter. She's like, no. And then the French dude, he's like, here. She catches and say, thanks, Pierre. Or I don't know what his name was. And he was like, eh. And she makes a dish with butter and wins. Eh. She wins. I don't think butter make a difference, but tomorrow I can live with myself. I can look in the mirror and live with myself.
Exactly.
I was like,
exactly. That's the gentleman right there.
My price? 1 million. Easy. I mean, but what's crazy is, I mean, if I was in that game and someone sold me out like that, and people act all surprised, like, no, what? I wouldn't be surprised. People are in it for themselves, dude. Yeah. I'm just like, that's not surprising. Like, you should expect that.
Everyone,
like,
yeah.
You should expect that.
Oh, man.
Millie.
A Millie, a Millie.
You know what you can do with a Millie?
And the last thing is Marvel vs. Capcom, Infinite and Beyond. So you were saying that, because I didn't know anything about this. I just saw a TikTok showing that this was released, and I literally just like went on it today to download the mod. But you were saying that Maximilian had a hand in creating this.
I think he's part of it. Let me just double check.
Yeah, yeah. So it has a website, MVCIB.
Developer, Maximilian Dude.
Oh, wow.
Solo, dude? What the?
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, he had a hand in it. So, I'm interested. Like, so I was looking at it real quick, like a quick trailer. It's just a complete overhaul of the characters with designs and the movesets. Other than that, like, though, it's still, I don't think they added new characters. They just, like, reskinned them. So, like, characters that had, like, a certain style, like, one of them looked real. They made it more cartoonish. The ones that look more cartoonish, they look more real now. And then the movesets look different. Like, they have different, like, animations or attacks. But it looks interesting. And it's free, so I wanted to check it out.
Maximilian doing the Lord's work.
But I think it's really cool, like, to change an existing game like that. So I want to check it out. Gonna buy it right after this.
I don't really use mods. The only time I really used mods was FromSoft games. Just character skin mods.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah. I saw you doing the...
I think it would be fun to do the randomizer. It would just make the whole game so... Because you could, part of FromSoft,
yeah.
The fun of it is not knowing what's around the corner. It's something that just completely surprises you. I was like, oh, shit.
So bosses can be other bosses, or enemies can be bosses.
Yeah.
Like, standard enemies can just be like, you see Kaz right there out of nowhere.
Yep. That'd be kind of cool. It'd be surprising.
I mean, at that point, would you even fight him? Like, if he's just a standard enemy, like, would you just run through him?
I don't know.
Could you even run through him? Would he reach you? Dude's fast, man. Or when he gets angry, when you get enough damage in there, he's fairly fast. So, yeah. This will be released right after Christmas, but Merry Christmas, y'all. Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
We'll try to get another episode in before the New Year, and that'll be our end of the year one with, like, games we want or games to expect.
So it's both year end and looking forward to?
No, just year end, but like I just encompassing. I don't want to like just strict ourselves to like one thing. So like whatever we have. But yeah, so thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace.